USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Trump arrives in France dealing with a trade war with China that threatens to drag down the U.S. economy, and now maybe starting another one with Europe. Trump plans to turn up the volume on his accusations of unfair trade practices by America's closest allies when he sits down with a group of seven leaders. He also faces increasing provocation from Iran and issues on climate change with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. And now the big topic is Russia rejoining the G7.
We spend a lot of time talking about Russia at those meetings, and they're not there. I think it would be a good thing if Russia were there, so we can speak directly.
Russia has not yet asked to rejoin. That's something that would need to happen before the group takes a vote. Trump also has plans for sit-down one-on-one meetings with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, and Justin Trudeau, where the conversations will focus on trade and national security. This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A new survey of voters find even President Trump's detractors don't want to see him impeached. USA's Chris Barnes has more on that story.
The new poll finds that a majority of voters surveyed do want President Trump out of the White House, but not through impeachment proceedings. The new Monmouth University poll finds 57% of the voters said they want someone new in the Oval Office, but just 35% said they wanted to see Trump impeached. Only 39% of participants said Trump should be reelected next year, and some voters feel that an impeachment process without a conviction would put Trump in a stronger position to be reelected. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average plunged more than 600 points after the latest escalation in the trade war between the U.S. and China rattled investors. The broad sell-off sent the S&P 500 to its fourth straight weekly loss. The NASDAQ gave up 239.6 points. This is USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Here's the latest in the escalating trade war between the United States and China. President Donald Trump says products coming from China that were slated to be hit with a 10% tariff on September 1st now will face a 15% tariff. Trump also said goods and products currently being taxed at 25% now will be taxed at 30% starting October 1st. Trump's comments came after China said it would pursue new tariffs of 5 to 10% on $75 billion of U.S. products. The tariffs would take place in two steps, just as the U.S. said it would do earlier this month in imposing the 10% tariffs on $300 billion worth of Chinese goods. The rising tensions between the world's two biggest economies unnerved investors already on edge. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 623 points as companies and business groups urged the two countries to get back to the negotiating table. A woman accused of hacking Capital One and at least 30 other organizations is a flight risk and a threat and should be kept locked up until her trial, according to U.S. prosecutors in court documents filed ahead of the detention hearing in Seattle. Paige Thompson has a history of stalking and threatening to kill people and hopes to get herself killed by police, according to prosecutors in the documents. Police in Mountain View, California say she also threatened to shoot up an undisclosed company in May while she was living with a convicted felon who had a stockpile of pistols, rifles, and ammunition. Thompson was charged in July with accessing personal information on 106 million Capital One credit card holders earlier this year. This is USA Radio News.